Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A Proud Boy leader and three other members of the far-right group could face decades in prison for plotting the January 6th insurrection in 2021. But will these convictions make much of an impact on the rise of homegrown extremism in the United States? For a closer look at this, we're joined live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Cynthia Miller Idris, professor at American University and the head of the school's Polarization and Extremism Research and Innovation Lab. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's talk about the Proud Boys group as a whole. Has this trial had much of an impact on them or their ability to recruit new members? Is kind of the world watching here?
Yeah, we haven't really seen any deterrent effect out of the trial. I think, in part because they've just pivoted to protest and violently show up or carry the whiff of violence at other types of things. So they are now showing up at drag reading story hours, at libraries, at children's book events at independent bookstores, for example. And so we certainly haven't seen any real fallout of this, and I'm not sure that we'll really see a deterrent effect, although, you know, that will only be proven out over time.
I mean, we have seen these groups kind of adapt after kind of bad headlines surrounding what they've done. The most recent shooter in Allen, Texas, reportedly had a patch, right wing death squad or something like that on there. Mm-hmm. What are the ways that these groups do adapt even after something like guilty verdicts for seditious conspiracy?
Well, the vast majority of violence coming from the far right, so far right terrorism and far right extremist violence, has never been tied to groups to begin with. So that's one of the really important things to know. All of the terrorist attacks, mass shootings, you'll see connections to propaganda. You'll see people posting things, but they've never been actual members of groups. And so the groups only are responsible for somewhere between 7 and 15% of actual violent attacks. And so what happens is that it doesn't really change what all of those other people who are radicalized by content online, because they may consume some of the propaganda produced by those groups, but they're not exclusively members of it, and they just pivot to do something a little bit different. The groups themselves, though, may scale back. They may get a little bit disorganized as a result of a kind of conviction, as we've seen with some of the Charlottesville cases. But it doesn't change the violent outcomes, unfortunately. So for ordinary Americans, it really doesn't affect much.
I mean, but that makes it difficult to kind of tamp down on this type of violence. Who, if they're not members of this group, if they're not wearing patches or Hawaiian shirts, I mean, are these just bored men? Are they just incels? Can we really profile this?
Yeah, I think it makes it extremely difficult to pursue a counter-extremism strategy with what has been our traditional toolkit, which is law enforcement and surveillance and intelligence work, which means you wait until something bad is developing and then you just try to make sure you prevent the violence before it occurs. That's not how most of our allies overseas address this. 95% of Germany's resources on countering extremism go into primary prevention, trying to prevent people from being persuaded by propaganda to begin with through digital literacy, media literacy efforts, or civic education norms. So, you know, there are other things we can do, but we're going to have a different imagination applied to it so that we don't think of this as solely a problem for law enforcement, because otherwise we just put all of our money into securitizing our lives and hoping we catch all the bad guys before they hurt us, which we know doesn't work.
In the last few seconds that we have, Professor, what can the public do? I mean, should we protest when they're at the drag queen story hour? Should we ignore them? What is the best thing on the community-wide level we should do?
I think the best thing to do for everybody on the community level is get themselves informed. So my research lab has a guide with the Southern Poverty Law Center for parents and grandparents and other caregivers to recognize early warning signs, and that's at Southern Poverty Law Center's website /peril, P-E-R-I-L. People can access that guide for free. And it's a way of recognizing and intervening before things start to go down a rabbit hole from which it's really hard to pull people back.
Yeah, Professor, thank you so much. That is Professor Cynthia Miller Idris, professor at American University and head of the school's Polarization and Extremism Research and Innovation Lab.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.